This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 381 for Friday, May 6th. ICE canola futures are lower on Friday morning, being pulled back by losses in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Small increases in global crude oil prices are trying to temper further losses in edible oils. The July canola contract loses $9.20 at $1,151.90 per ton, and new crop November drops $12.20 at $1,078.80 per ton. Stats Canada reports this morning that canola stocks, as of March 31st, are 3.9 million tons, tumbling 49.3% from a year ago. Wheat stocks fall 38.7% at 10.1 million tons, while corn rises 13.9% at 9.3 million tons. Wet conditions continue to keep farmers off of their fields throughout much of the eastern prairies. Meanwhile, planting carries on in the western prairies. The extent of that progress will be known later today when Alberta releases its first crop report of 2022. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Friday morning. The loonie retreats to 77.59 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 77.99. Traders expect Indonesia's ban on crude and refined palm oil exports to be lifted by the end of the month. That's despite no official word from the Indonesian government. India's expectation for a wheat crop of 110 million tons has been cut to 105 million. Severe heat and uncertainty over the amount of the harvest that's being brought in led to the reduction. France reports its wheat crop is down 2 points at 89% good to excellent. The United Nations estimates 25 million tons of grain are stuck in Ukraine, unable to be exported. The UN also says spoilage and a lack of storage come harvest time are major issues. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday morning. The July contract falls 20 cents at $16.27 per bushel. July soy oil drops 1.75 cents at 80.1 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $1.70 at $4.18.20 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker as well this morning. The July contract gives up 12 cents at $7.85 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as the July contract gains 4.5 cents at $6.64. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago July rising 8.5 cents at $11.15. Kansas City July dips a half cent at $11.76.5. And Minneapolis July foregoes 7.5 cents at $12.02. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, May 6th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.